This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says maybe a Christmas gift announced by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be something nice rather than a missile. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
After North Korea's leader warned he would take action if sanctions are not eased by the end of the year, the speculation is that the Christmas gift he's promised the U.S. would likely be a new missile test, perhaps a missile capable of delivering a nuclear warhead. When asked how the U.S. will respond, President Trump said maybe Kim Jong-un is planning a nice present, like a beautiful vase, rather than a missile launch. A U.N. spokesman says the world body has a Christmas message for Pyongyang. It should work for peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and resume disarmament talks with the United States. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. President Trump berated Democratic lawmakers over his impeachment Tuesday as a legislative standoff continues over the Senate impeachment trial. Mr. Trump, speaking from his private club, Mar-a-Lago, says that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not a fan of his political party.
She hates the Republican Party. She hates all of the people that voted for me and the Republican Party.
On a near-straight party line vote, the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives approved two articles of impeachment against Mr. Trump last Wednesday, making him only the third U.S. president to be impeached in the country's 243-year history. Officials in Burkina Faso say that soldiers killed 80 Islamic State militants who launched simultaneous attacks on a military post. The militants killed at least 35 civilians, mostly women, before they were beaten back. Seven soldiers were also killed. Islamic militants in Mali, under pressure from French forces, have spilled across the border into Burkina Faso. This is VOA News.